In a state where drinking is embedded in the culture, and most people wouldn't consider watching a Packers game without a beer, a group of Republican lawmakers are proposing a handful of bills to strengthen Wisconsin's drunk driving laws. Corrine Hess reports this could mean Wisconsin might finally criminalize first-time OWIs.
Jennifer Kilburn is walking on a treadmill in her Kenosha home. Today, that's an accomplishment. In the past, there were only two things that could keep the 41-year-old from being outside, her 12-hour nursing shift or the pouring rain. But on August 9th, everything changed.
I was T-boned by a drunk driver. I don't remember the accident at all.
Jennifer was taken by Flight for Life to Milwaukee.
My pelvis was broken into over 20-some-odd pieces. Basically, my thigh bone had gone right through my pelvis, and it pushed my intestines right through my diaphragm and into my left lung cavity.
The accident was on a Thursday. Jennifer was unconscious until Saturday.
Luckily, I had family and friends around me that were telling me where I was at and what had happened. I guess over and over again until it finally sunk in that I had been on my way to work and I had been hit by a drunk driver. And the surprising thing about it was that the guy who hit me had been pulled over 2 hours prior for drunk driving.
26-year-old Jesse Liddell had been arrested at 2:20 a.m. for drunk driving in Pleasant Prairie. Wisconsin is the only state that does not criminalize drunk driving on the first offense. It is treated as a traffic violation. State law allowed Liddell to be released to his mother. She promised not to let him drive. But he did and smashed into Jennifer's silver Honda at 4:50 a.m. A handful of bills in the state legislature would stiffen the penalties for drinking and driving. One would criminalize a first operating while intoxicated offense as a misdemeanor. If passed, it would increase the penalty to a $500 fine, 30 days in jail, or both. State Representative Jim Ott introduced the drunk driving bills.
There's too much drunk driving in Wisconsin. Too many people are injured. Too many people are killed. Too many wrong-way drivers. Too many people being smashed into.
Wisconsin lawmakers also want offenders to stay in jail until they are sober and to appear in court if they receive an OWI citation. If a person kills someone drinking and driving, Ott wants them to serve a 5-year prison sentence. If they've been convicted 5 or 6 times for an OWI, he wants the fine to be $25,000, up to 10 years in prison, or both. Detractors argue the state's court system can't handle the influx.
As far as flooding the court system, you know what? I don't care if it floods the court system. If somebody commits a crime, they ought to go before the judge.
Neighboring states have stricter laws. In Minnesota, a first offense is punishable by 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. In Illinois, the fine is $2,500 and up to 1 year in jail. But not everyone agrees harsher penalties are the right answer for Wisconsin. Jim Hazley has taught a class for first-time OWI offenders at Waukesha County Technical College for 45 years. Hazley believes educating people about Wisconsin's laws and potential consequences is more effective.
If we had to have one-third more people go through of our circuit courts, we'd have even a bigger backlog.
The state's powerful Tavern League hasn't opposed Ott's bills, but league lobbyist Scott Stanger says the group doesn't think they will pass.
There's been a combination of programs and laws that seem to be most effective when they're targeted at education, a treatment, and then programs to change people's behavior, like safe ride and rideshare programs.
It took about 4 months before I was able to really walk.
Before the accident, Jennifer was a fitness enthusiast and an avid runner. She underwent 5 surgeries during her 15 days in the hospital. Doctors have told her she won't run again.
If the law had been different, if he hadn't been able to be signed out, then he wouldn't have hit me. It wouldn't have happened. Since I can't go back and change what happened to me, I'd like to prevent this from happening to somebody else in the future.
This is not the first time lawmakers have tried to strengthen Wisconsin's drunk driving laws. But this session, it could gain traction. A handful of Republican lawmakers support it, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers says he believes it is time to make a change. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.